You see, in my case, the whole thing began with my mother, Gulmai. You see, she was my mother. Gulmai was really responsible in turning me and all of our family to Baba. Because originally she used to go to Upasani Maharaj, and I too used to go to Upasani Maharaj, one of the masters of Baba. Then Upasani Maharaj one day on his own told his disciples, about 40 in number who were present at Sakuri, the abode of Upasani Maharaj, that I have given all my spiritual treasure to Baba, and that from now onwards you should begin loving him, you should follow him, you should obey him, and you should stick to him through thick and thin. And you see, since then we started thinking less and less of Upasani Maharaj and more and more of Baba. But the greatest factor that you see was responsible in my being drawn to Baba was the exuberance of love that he gave. Upasani Maharaj was called at our house to be present at the time of the housewarming ceremony of the new house, and along with me Baba had come there at Ahmednagar. And I, on my vacation from school, I went home. And then I fell ill. I was lying in a bed. And Baba used to come near me and just practically nurse me, give me medicines, ask me so many questions as to how I felt every moment, every time, every half an hour, every 15 minutes used to come and go and ask me. You see, that great care that he took about me and the love that he really showered upon me, I was so swept away, and I felt that all the loves of the small loves that we have for our mother, for our friends, for anybody, all these pieces of love were to put together as against Baba's love, I think Baba's love would far to exceed. So I thought to myself, these small loves of the world has really no value, because they are there, they may not be there tomorrow. But the love that Baba expressed and showered was something very, very unique in one's life. And it was so precious, I felt it so deeply precious that I just wanted to absolutely swim in it. And Gulmai, then to add to the circumstances to my benefit, she came out and told Baba that I have given my son over to you. He belongs to you, he doesn't belong to me. Of course, my father was all hesitative. My father was a practical man. He did not want me to completely swept away by Baba's love or do everything for Baba. He was always on the fence, just taking every opportunity to draw me towards him. And I often used to go during holidays on every Sunday, visit their house, sometimes spend a day or two there. And somehow or the other I fell in love with that girl. And my mother came to know about it. She did not like it. She went and complained to Upasani Maharaj. I used to go to Upasani Maharaj at that time also, and requested Upasani Maharaj to induce me to get away from this girl, to leave her alone, that she did not like it, and she probably thought that it was not a very suitable match for me, or probably she thought that she had in mind that I should be with Baba all the time and not marry at all. So Upasani Maharaj one day called me and asked me a question about this girl, and he tried in a very tactful manner to wean me away from the girl. And I flatly refused. I said, it is not possible for me to do that. And I don't think I am in a helpless state of mind to obey you in this respect. Then my mother went and told the whole story to Baba. And Baba used to live at that time on Ferguson Road in Pune, in a small hut, before he undertook the foot journey from Pune to Bombay. And went to Bombay and lived there for 9 months. We were all there, about 40 of his disciples. So my mother went and complained to Baba, and Baba asked me to see him every evening. The distance from my college to his small abode was about 3 to 3.5 miles. So every evening after finishing the college work, I used to cycle the distance from there to Baba. Of course, Baba had come in my life, but so much, not as much as in a later state, that I was prepared to obey him implicitly. So I used to visit him. Then Baba also broached the subject to me, called my mother, and eventually what he did was, he had the girl called before him, through my mother. Baba sat this side, my mother sat this side, the girl sat this side, and I was made to sit here. And Baba told me not to look at the girl, but show my back to the girl and my face toward the other end. And then in front of me and my mother and that girl, Baba explained everything to the girl, that this boy does not belong to you, and you, if you really have decided to marry him, you are not going to become happy at all, and you have to listen to me, and this fellow belongs to me, and her mother is not willing for that, and you have to give up the idea completely. And it was a shock to her, a revelation to her, and she started weeping. She wept and wept and wept, and Baba explained to her very many things in order that she becomes reconciled to the situation. And then afterwards she bid goodbye to Baba and went home. She wrote me a very long letter, you see, a register, like a register notice. By the time I had almost forgotten the girl. You see, Baba's influence, Baba's proximity, his love was so great that not only the girl, but every other friend that I had so far in my school and college days, I started thinking about every one of them less and less and less and less. And honestly, the girl may have suffered, but I did not suffer at all, because Baba wanted me to do that. And I could see that the love of Baba was far too great than any other love. Eventually that girl, of course, got married to somebody else, and after a time she died, and she went also through a suffering, not because she was separated by Baba from me. Maybe it is her karma or it is her own life. And there were certain things also Baba about her, Baba told her mother, the mother also did not listen. And that's how it was, a very sad story about her. And I was somehow saved from the situation. And that is all. And then Baba undertook a foot journey from Pune to Bombay, and there were 40 of his disciples with him, and I was there amongst them. And then we lived it in Manzil Amin for nearly 10 months. And Baba put us through a very, very severe discipline at that time. For me, it was so rather severe because he would not allow me to go out of the house. I was not permitted to go and just go out of the house at all. I was only permitted to go and attend my college. You see, I was studying intercommerce at that time. And strict instructions were given to me that during my travel in the subway, in the local train, from this Manzil Amin house to the college and back, if I saw any of my old friends, I had not to talk to him at all. It was a very embarrassing situation for me. When I was traveling in a train, an old friend, you see, came and sat just before me, and he wanted to talk to me. I turned my face. He came near me, I walked away and sat somewhere else. And it went on like this, you see, such an embarrassing situation, but we did not mind because Baba wanted me to do that, and I did it very happily. Then another discipline that he, you see, imposed upon me was that during my travel up and down, all the important thoughts that I would get, I should take a note of those thoughts and then bring them over to Baba and read them before him after my return from the college in the evening. Now this weighed so much heavily on my mind that really I had no time even to pay attention everywhere, because I had to catch up my own thoughts all the time and put them down. So he kept me so much grossly occupied with it, and we had to be very, very honest. If I get a thought, I have to just note it down, and I couldn't say that it was a... If, supposing I got a bad thought, I couldn't come out and say it was a good thought at all. We have to be very, very honest. So this discipline, of course, imposed upon me, had a very good effect, in the sense that nothing of the surrounding had any effect upon me. So much so that I became indifferent even to the college, And not that Baba did not want me to continue my college studies, but I just became so indifferent and gave up the college. Without informing my father, and my father, you see, got very much annoyed over the situation, but he could not do anything more than just saying me a few things. That is all.